Thoughts on the Psalm, Psalm 145, verses 9 to 12. Now the title I've given to this brief discourse is this, Creation and Saints. A very strange title, Creation and Saints. Now what do I mean? Well, the Psalm is dealing with the exaltation, the praise, the honour, the extolling of God. And this little section, 9 to 12 of Psalm 145, speaks of creation, and in particular of saints. Let me read to you. Verse 9. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made. God is good to all men, all creation. All you have made will praise you, O Lord. All creation will honour God. Indeed, all men will honour God and praise God. And in particular, your saints will extol you. They will tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all men may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom, and so on. What I'm trying to say in this title, Creation and Saints, is that God is going to be praised, God is going to be worshipped, God is going to be extolled, God is going to be honored by all. All creation, and in particular by his saints. Verse 9, God is good and gracious to all. This must surely speak of common grace. All creation, all mankind knows something of the compassion and common grace of God towards all men. And the second point, all creation will praise God. Verse 10, all you have made will praise you, O Lord. Every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. That's Philippians 2, quoting a passage from Isaiah. God will be exalted. The new heavens and the new earth will extol his name. And all the people, every unbeliever, every atheist, every doubter, every despiser of God will have to bow the knee and with his and her lips have to confess that God is to be praised. That won't be saving, but it will be in judgment. And then the third point, in particular the saints. Verse 10, your saints will extol you. Well, of course we will. The separated, sanctified people, the people called out from the world, the people who've been redeemed by the precious blood of Christ, speaking in New Covenant terms, those who have trusted the Saviour and known his everlasting love. I have loved you with an everlasting love, yes. And God sent his Son into the world to die for his people and to redeem them. And by his righteousness and by his blood, Jesus has perfected forever all who trust him. And they will praise him. And they will tell and speak of God's praise. They will tell of his mighty acts and the glorious splendor of his kingdom. And why will they do it? So that all men will hear. And of course, in gospel terms, new covenant terms, what are we going to say? We're going to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, to see as many turned from idols to serve the living and true God and to wait for his Son, Jesus Christ, who delivers us from the wrath to come, by the resurrection from the dead, by his blood, delivers us from the wrath to come. That's what we want. And that's what we've seen. And that's what this psalm speaks of. Of course, in old covenant terms. That's why I say creation and saints. Whoever's listening to me, whether out of choice, as it were, now, or whether in judgment at the last day, you will worship God and the Father through our Lord Jesus Christ. You will bow the knee. You will confess him. Oh, do it now. Call upon him now and know him now in a saving, merciful way, not waiting for that day of judgment when you shall confess even to your everlasting condemnation, but God's glory, that he is great and to be extolled.